I was a young actor, and it was 1975. You know, this, you hear this phrase, cattle call. Well, in the movie business or television business, it's like there's a role, right? And they want to get this role cast, and they don't have the person that they like, or they haven't found that person. And they put out this call, and all these actors come in. And I read the script and went crazy, because reading that, I knew I was Apollo Creed. There was just no doubt in my mind, right? So I told my agent that. Now, she gives me the script, but she also tells me, I have to preface it with, but they're not interested in you, basically because you're nobody. They wanted like a star. They wanted a boxer who had a name. They wanted an actor who had a name. They wanted somebody who could draw, make some draw at the box office. Well, as things turned out, they weren't blessed with what they were looking for. They got better than they were looking for. I went in on a Friday evening, and literally there was a room around the perimeter of the room with all these folding chairs and guys sitting in the chairs who looked like they could, you know, beat Godzilla. I mean, these guys were put together. And some of them were actors I recognized, you know, from all the movies and television that I'd seen. And immediately I thought, and I'm not kidding you, it's just one of those times where you go, I'm getting this role. I'm getting this role. Before I ever met them, went in and met, you know, the casting agent and the producers and the director and all that. So finally my name is called, and I go in, and they give me sides, which I'd read, of course, and prepared. And I go in, and I stand there, and there's a little kind of chatter going on before we start to read the sides. You know, sides are just whatever that script is for that scene. It's called a side. So eventually, you know, after a short time, I guess maybe five, much shorter than the story is, by the way, a guy comes through a door, you know, door over to the side, and he comes in, and there's a table there and chairs, and he sits down in the chair, and they introduce him as the writer. And so I go, okay, and he's gonna read with you. Okay, that's kind of rare. And so he's sitting there, and I'm actually standing up, you know, and I'm just chomping at the bit. I'm an actor who wants this job, man, you know, and I'm throwing my best down there. And at the end of it, the producers, Bob Shardoff and Irwin Winkler, and the director, John Avildsen, are sitting on couches and chairs, and they're kind of laughing, you know, and I'm trying to figure, what did I mess up? Because I'm thinking they're laughing at me. That's how uncomfortable I am and insecure I am. And I just kind of blurted out, you know, if you got me a real actor, I could do a better job. And the guy sitting down just kind of looked up at me like, oh, okay. I didn't know that that guy was Sylvester Stallone, who was going to be Rocky. Nobody said that to me, okay? And so as the story goes, you know, Sly basically has said, you know, well, I gave him the part because I wanted to take care of him, you know? He took care of me, okay. He took care of me. So that's how it all happened. I was just, you know, God smiled down, man. And it was one of those things where if you work hard enough and you have some patience and you have some belief and, you know, sky's the limit. I mean, you know, it can be anything and everything. It doesn't have to be acting. It could be being the best car mechanic in the world, being the best race driver in the world, being the best teacher in the world, being the best seamstress in the world. Being the best anything, you know, that's what you want. That's what you got to aim for. So I got lucky.